Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Charlie's Tax Service, and joining me are Bob Winter, Lisa Litweiler, and Chris Meskin. And Bob, glad to be back with you another year, and this will actually be your 50th year. You started back in 1973. Unfortunately, the mentor, the man that started the business, Charlie, passed away back in March. I know that was tough, but what a legacy he had left.
Yeah, thanks, John, and good morning, and thanks again for having us on the Business Spotlight. And like you said, we're starting out our 51st year here at Charlie's Tax Service. And as you mentioned, Charlie passed away last March at the age of 94, so he had a pretty good run. And I've even had some people ask me if we're still going to be open since Charlie's passing. And I just want to let everybody know we are still open for business. Nothing's changing. And we're still located at the same place at the farmhouse where he lived and farmed all his life, about 2.5 miles west of Reynolds.
And you said Charlie actually started the business to help some area farmers?
Yeah, he started the business down in his basement in 1973, and he just was doing a few returns for some neighboring farmers, and it's just grown from there where to now we have three preparers, like you mentioned, Chris, Lisa, and myself, and we now have 5 data entry people and our receptionist, Faye Eckhart.
Well, Chris, you might want to let people know once again about the types of returns you do here at Charlie's and then maybe some of the tax changes from the last year.
Yeah, John. So we do all types of returns. We do personal returns for folks who might just have a W-2 and a 1099. We kind of specialize in farm returns, the Schedule F. We do a fair amount of small businesses, some corporations, folks who might have an S corporation, and trusts and estates. And along with those, we do some tax planning for folks who may be looking ahead a little bit. Some key changes for this year, I'll say one of the few good things from inflation is that our standard deductions have increased. So for our single filers, the first $13,850 of income is tax-free, and then for married filing joint, $27,700. So those deductions have increased as well as the tax brackets have increased. The rates are still the same, but the brackets have adjusted with inflation as well.
Now, are there any credits or specifics that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, there are, and they're both in Illinois. And first, for our educators, there's the Illinois Educator Credit, and this is a credit that they receive for out-of-pocket expenses they have for classroom supplies and equipment. In the past, this has been $250. Starting in tax year 23, it'll be $500. So we encourage our teachers and educators, keep your receipts and let us know what you've spent out-of-pocket so we can claim that credit for you.
Al, as a husband of a former teacher, yes, I know teachers spend a lot out of their pocket.
Yeah, for sure. The other one is new this year, and it's called the Volunteer Emergency Workers Credit for Illinois. And this is, think firefighters when you think of this, and it's a new credit, and it's up to $500. And the way this works, Illinois has allocated $5 million for this to help support firefighters. And it's a first come, first serve. So the first 10,000 folks who go to the office of the state fire marshal to register can claim the $500 credit. So what's been happening is local fire departments have submitted a list of their firefighters who qualify. That's being loaded into the Office of the State Fire Marshal website. Then on February 1st, for firefighters, mark your date, go out to the Office of the State Fire Marshal and claim your ID number so you can bring that with you to your appointment so we can claim that $500 credit for you. And again, that's first come, first serve. It's new this year, but we encourage folks to take advantage of that.
Yeah, hopefully people listening to this or firefighters can definitely do that. Now, Lisa, the tax season is here, and so you're going to be pretty busy. What's going on right now, and kind of update people?
We just started taking appointments last week. The IRS will be accepting returns Monday the 29th. However, folks do not need to wait until then to do their return. Currently, we are preparing and sending out 1099s and W-2s, which is part of our service. May want to get in this week, so to meet that January 31st deadline. We offer both in-person and drop-off returns. Our office hours for the season are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays. If you need to drop off after hours. We do have a secure drop box in the parking lot. We also want to let folks know we try to have a 2 to 3 day turnaround depending on the complexity of those drop-off returns.
Well, that's great. So once again, if you need any tax preparation work, bookkeeping needs, you might want to give them a call here at Charlie's Tax Service at 309-372-8868. So once again, I want to thank Bob Winter, Lisa Littweiler, and Chris Meskin from Charlie's Tax Service, located here in rural Reynolds, for joining me today on the Business Spotlight.